This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The official unemployment rate in October ticked up to 7.9% as more people entered the workforce to look for jobs. Those folks were no doubt encouraged by what the other part of today's Labor Department jobs report shows. The economy added 171,000 jobs last month. Princeton economist Alan Krueger is the chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, and he's with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'll just tee you up here. First of all, what's to like about this?
You know, I think today's report, together with other data we have coming in, suggests that the economy is continuing to heal. Over the last year, the unemployment rate has dropped by a full percentage point, and that's entirely a result of more people finding jobs. Labor force has been essentially unchanged over the last year. For 32 months in a row now, we've added private sector jobs for a total of 5.4 million jobs in that period. And in the last 12 months, we've added 2.1 million jobs.
Let's look at some of the problems, though, that are evident in these numbers. 5 million long-term unemployed, that number hasn't budged. The unemployment rate for blacks is 14.3%. How's the next president, whoever he is, going to go about addressing these things?
What I think is important is that we continue to build on the progress that we've seen over the last 3.5 years. And I think people realize that we're not going to solve these problems overnight. But we are making progress on them, and by doing things like extending the middle-class tax cuts, that will help to provide more support for the economy next year.
Just continuing to press you on some of these details, adding jobs is definitely better than not, no doubt about that. But manufacturing hiring was flat. Lots of people are getting retail jobs, which aren't that secure and don't pay that well. These are not good trends.
You know, I think when you step back and see the economy was losing 800,000 jobs a month when the president came to office, we've now added jobs for 32 months in a row, we are digging our way out of the very severe problems that had built up in the economy over a long period of time. But let me just address the question that you raised on manufacturing. Manufacturing has added jobs in 28 of the last 33 months. Over that period, we've added 500,000 manufacturing jobs. That's the best record for manufacturing since the mid-1990s. So certainly we have a very deep hole to dig our way out of. There's a lot more work that needs to be done. But I think there are signs of progress in this report, as well as in other information that's been becoming available.
Okay. Alan Krueger, chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, now we turn to Michael Boskin. He's an economist at Stanford and was chair of the Council of Economic Advisors for President George H.W. Bush. At the moment, he's an advisor to the Romney campaign. Mr. Boskin, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
I have to tell you, it was a little hard to find a Romney advisor or a conservative economist who wanted to talk with us today. This is a pretty good result as we head into this election, is it not?
Well, I don't think so. I think that's quite an overstatement. Of course, it's better than if it was even worse, but the fact of the matter is it's a pretty mediocre jobs report. Job growth was barely above what's necessary to keep pace with the growth of the working age population. And by the standards of recovery from deep recession, which we are doing, we are 3 years into recovery from a deep recession, it's extremely mediocre. The unemployment rate went up a little bit. Hours of work went down a little bit. Wages went down a little bit. So I think it's just continued mediocrity. We're bumping along the bottom.
Are you encouraged by the fact that October seems to show people getting back into the labor force? People are feeling better about their prospects of finding a job.
Yeah, I think that the fact of the matter is that these month-to-month swings are more statistical variation than anything in the labor force growth. I think in terms of jobs at this stage of the recovery, it's probably slightly more revealing to look at the establishment survey. The household survey may be a little better at turning points when their model of new business formation is poor. The Obama administration predicted that the unemployment rate would be 5.4% today if their policies had been enacted, and it's 7.9%. That's a difference of over 8 million jobs.
One thing that Alan Krueger pointed to a moment ago was the steady increase in manufacturing jobs over recent months. What do you think there?
There has been, because of lower energy prices from the fracking revolution, producing more gas and oil in the United States on private land, despite the Obama administration's restrictions on federal land, that has helped the manufacturing sector a little bit. And so it would be natural during recovery to have some improvement, but it is not substantial enough to dramatically restore manufacturing. again, all of this is going at a very slow pace. If we took the excess number of jobs that were in the establishment survey above what's necessary to keep pace with job growth, and we continued at this pace, it would take more than a decade to get back to full employment.
Michael Boskin, economist at Stanford and current advisor to the Romney campaign, thank you so much.
You're welcome.